from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Ooh, a lot of phone lines available if you guys want to jump on a happy hour Friday, 404-726-0929. We do have a couple callers, though, but we could use some more. Cody is in Gainesville. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, so we're talking about the bounce houses. Are y'all talking about owning or renting?
Owning.
We're talking about owning.
Okay. How do y'all clean them things afterwards? That's my first one.
Good question.
My second question, if you got a Saturday, you got nothing planned all day, it's just you at the house, chilling, what time do you open your first hose?
Okay.
So to clean them, just hose
them down.
Just hose them down. Now, the hard part is letting them dry.
Yes.
Because obviously it'll be hot enough to dry, but then like the underneath part on the grass will stay wet. And then so you gotta like let the top dry and then flip it.
Yep.
That's the annoying part is trying to get it dry.
And trying to get it, put it back up in that damn bag.
Try to get it back in your whatever, wherever you keep it, like storing it is always
in that thing. What time is it when you're chilling?
If it's just you,
okay,
and it's Saturday, mm-hmm, you're left to your own devices, mm-hmm, when does the first cold one get cracked?
Probably nine. No, I've been up for like 4 hours.
That's true. You've been up for a while.
Yeah, I've been up for a while.
And you don't really eat breakfast. Okay, because I'm gonna say like what goes like breakfast food wise, like what goes with a
cold light? Like bacon.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, dog. Bacon goes good with everything.
Yeah, I throw some, like usually on Saturdays, I eat breakfast on most Saturday mornings.
Okay.
So usually I'll boil some eggs, could be some bacon, and you know, have at it.
As we discussed earlier, I don't have the gear. Or I probably have two less gears than Randy does as far as that goes. I'm waiting till afternoon. I'm waiting till some point in the early afternoon.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, I'm not.
But now Saturdays
teach their own.
Saturdays are different for me now because my kids have Saturday activity.
Right, but this is assuming you have nothing to do. It's just you. Can't even be like a judgmental eye
that.
It's just you.
But this is my biggest thing. I try not to have a beer before she comes downstairs in the morning.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. So, luckily, I hope she goes right out in the morning. So, I gotta wait a little. Yeah, I gotta wait a little.
All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hi, Derek.
I wanted to tell you, I have, over my lifetime, had four cats. But I wanted to say, if you guys ever check out the video of Precious Ansoir, he's in Africa, because Randy said he like, you know, taking on animals and everything.
I ain't never say that. I ain't never say that, Derek. I said I would.
Nah, you're right. You're right. You never said that. You said you can go against him. So you're right. Nah, I give you that. But check out that video.
What's Precious doing? He's fighting an animal? Like, what are we talking about?
No, he's walking tigers, but he's holding their tails. You got to look at it. It's crazy.
Oh, okay.
But another thing is, I want to know, when do you think the Falcons should give AJ Terrell a deal?
I think that if he was going to get the deal they offered him, they would have happened.
Yep. But it's still time to get one.
There is.
Yeah, yeah.
There is. But I think that would mean him signing a deal he doesn't really want to sign.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Does that?
If that's before the season, yeah. If he signs one, and there's still time, and I would not be surprised if AJ has a contract for the season.
Interesting.
I would not be.
Because, I mean, they're negotiating.
Yes, they're talking about it. There have been offers, I'm pretty sure. Now, this is not something me and know at all.
We talked about this the other day, though. I think it was off there. Maybe it wasn't. Sometimes I get mixed up. But, who's the player from Jacksonville, the Georgia player that got the contract this offseason, the corner?
Oh, God. Why is his name escaping? Tyson Campbell.
Tyson Campbell. Yes. Okay. Pretty similar comparison,
yes.
Right?
But I think AJ's better.
I don't think AJ thinks he's better, too.
He is.
So I think they look at the resume, and mm-hmm. they're like, well, probably right around there.
Yes.
And AJ's like, eh. But, I mean, I think I'm better than that.
Right.
And they're like, well, but yeah. Numbers.
I agree. But I think he's somewhere in the Tyson.
I think so. But, yeah, if I'm AJ at this point, if it's really kind of there and you don't like it, this defense is about to be really good.
I take a deal right now.
You would?
Because he's home. He's home. And it's going to be top five money.
Like, I know, but if he goes out there, oh, okay. If it's going to be top five money, then okay.
Yeah.
But if it isn't, I don't know.
No, if it isn't, then no.
You go play this year in this defense that just got a hell of a lot better over the last couple of days. AJ Terrell doesn't have an interception in 2 years.
That's crazy as hell.
But also part of that is they're not throwing to him all that much because who's on the other side and the defense isn't good and there's no pass. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
So, I don't know. It's tough, but I don't know. I kind of don't think it's going to happen. I hope you're right. I hope it happens before the season. Unk is in Kirkwood.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Unk?
Hey, Randy.
Yes.
Your kids are trying to set you up, bro. It's a prank.
Oh, it's a prank?
It's a prank. They're trying to set you up. So everybody going, give me my money. Yeah, they going to clap. They want to get to you. You're the last one.
Uh-huh.
They going to look at you like you're crazy while I record. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Nobody,
you're going to be the only one. You're going to be the only one clapping.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, again.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
yeah,
they were trying to set me up for the okey-doke.
Oh, yeah. So, you got to figure out how to get them back now.
Ain't nobody getting nothing today. I was going to take them out to dinner. Y'all has to get some noodles.
Yeah, they were trying to set you up, bro. Like, it's hilarious too. They got your boy Israel. They got his girls got him. They set him up good.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna go check that out. Idris Elba.
Oh, Idris Elba. Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Idris Elba. Yeah. They set him up. But man, I was calling, man. Man, I'm excited about what Terry Funnock been doing, man. I'm so excited about what the Falcons doing in the upcoming season, man. To support, man, like. I just play the twos and threes and find us some backups. I don't want nobody to get hurt right now.
I know that's right.
Just play the twos and threes and find us some depth, and I am good with that.
Yes,
I'm going to watch, too. You know what I mean?
But
I had to call and let you know, man.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Unc.
Appreciate you, Unc.
What'd he call him?
Terry Funnock. I love it. I love it.
I love it.
Terry Funnock.
So much.
I love it.
Damon is in Marietta. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Damon.
Hey, I got a question for Andy.
Okay.
Andy, so you coming from Washington State mm-hmm. And moving here to Atlanta and now a fan of the Falcons, did you have problems with your friends and family back home because you root for another team?
Yeah, my mom would give me a hard time.
Really?
Yeah. Like the Falcons and Seahawks would play.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, I hope the Falcons win.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she'd be like, come on.
Really?
I was like, oh, the Seahawks got a Super Bowl.
Barbara, really?
My job would be easier if the Falcons win. Leave me alone.
I can't see Miss Barbara.
No, she would. She doesn't do it so much anymore, but like when I first moved here and I'm doing the show and all that, uh-huh. she would text me and be like, you don't mean that.
Really?
Like, no, I do mean that. I do. I do mean it. I do want the Falcons to win. It is what I want to happen. My mom's she's a 12.
Yeah.
That's what they call the diehard Seahawks fans.
She's diehard.
She's a 12.
Wow.
Yep.
Hold on. Isn't she a Wazoo fan too, though?
Not really. She went there.
She went to Wazoo.
Kinda. Okay. She went to all the colleges. She went to every college in Washington, pretty much.
Okay.
My brother would give me a hard time. Everyone understands with the Mariners.
Yeah.
No one gives me a hard time about the Mariners.
But it's the Seahawks.
Because they all hate the Mariners,
but
too.
The Seahawks.
But now the Seahawks have kind of been not that great the last couple of years. Uh-huh. And they all live here now, too.
Pretty much.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe we kind of like what the Falcons are cooking up. It's fine. Root for whoever you want.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You know, you're the first person
You don't get any extra points at the Pearly Gates if you're rooting for the same crappy team your whole life.
You're the first person that I've ever met from Seattle. Like, interacted with like this from Seattle.
Yeah.
Never.
We're all like this.
Yeah, never. I don't think I've ever met anybody from Seattle.
Really? Nobody else? You had some teammates.
I don't remember. Dame Licker. Is Dane Licker from Washington?
Okay. He's from some weird suburb. But Jesse Chapman. Same high school.
You went to high school with Jesse?
Not with him, but same school.
Dude.
We're talking about the same guy, right? Small running back?
Yeah, that John Lynch damn near killed him?
Yeah.
You remember that hit when John Lynch damn near killed him? When he held him up, John Lynch took
Jesse went to Franklin High School, Seattle.
Jesse is one of my favorite people.
He's amazing.
I love Jesse. And the thing with Jesse was, because we used to sit on the plane, when we were on the plane, we sit first class and started, right? And everybody couldn't wait for Jesse to get on the plane.
Cool suit.
Jesse would wear a suit every day there was Easter colors.
Do you remember that commercial that I showed you from that men's store in Seattle called Leroy Menswear?
Yes.
I guarantee you Jesse would get on there with
a pink suit. Jesse had on a yellow suit. He had on the Easter purple suit one time, and we would just sit there, and me and Ronnie didn't sit with me. Well, whoever sat with me, we just sit there and waited for Jesse.
Okay, so that's we're two for two.
There we go.
We're two for two.
I love Jesse.
Now,
man,
it's weird though to have two guys from the exact same area in high school and all that kind of stuff, but it's Franklin Quakers.
Yeah, man, I love
what we
Jesse,
do.
Man.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Cruel intentions.
Yeah,
man.
We thought John had killed him. If you have two, you don't have one. And the lights are going to be off when the Cowboys come.
Yeah. Don't worry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What about the lights? Worry about the wind.
Yeah.
All right. You need to remember to grow your shorts up.
Yeah, man. Grow your damn shorts up.
Oh, the rolls will snatch all kind of folks. And stay-at-home Chardonnay mom. Pretty cool job.
I love it. That's such a cool
job. What do you do for a living? I drink Chardonnay.
I'm a Chardonnay. I drink Chardonnay.
In the morning.
Andy can't smile with no teeth.
I can't.
Dude.
And cats plotting up to something.
Hey, man. Bo got cats, but I'm just telling you right now, I just believe they are put on this earth to take us down.
That might be, and if a cat takes us all down, then so be it.
Yeah, I believe that.
If that's how we go out, That's how we go out. All right, we'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.